Today is day 31 in our Lenten journey called 40 for 40 through the book of Exodus. Our suggested reading today is Exodus chapter 31, and our key verses are 1 through 11. These verses are God's words to comfort Moses, who must have been concerned with the pertinent, practical question of how the actual work on the tabernacle will be completed. Remember that Moses has been on top of the mountain talking with God for the majority of the last week of our daily devotionals. And so now Moses has some real questions. Who is going to put all of this stuff together? Can you imagine Moses' stress level as he's trying to remember all of those instructions while also trying to figure out who was going to build it all? It must have been nerve-wracking. But God, as always, has a solution. And that solution comes in the form of two skilled artisans, Bezalel and Aholiab. Beyond their pedigrees and competence, nothing is known about them. They're skilled to work in every medium required, and they are filled with God's Spirit, given ability, intelligence, and knowledge in every kind of craftsmanship needed. These men are perfectly suited and perfectly crafted by God to do the work God is calling them to do. The old saying goes that God doesn't call the qualified, but rather God qualifies the called. I believe this situation is a mixture of the two. God calls those qualified with a natural gifting for one task and another person with another set of gifts to a different task, and then sends the Holy Spirit on them to inspire and equip. What this also shows us is that creating a home of holiness for God is human work. That human effort is powered and driven by the Spirit of God. There's a real connection here to the creation of the world. God, through Jesus and the Spirit, create a home for humanity, a place where God and humans can connect. And here we have humanity, powered by the Spirit, building and crafting the dwelling place of God. This beautiful mixture speaks deeply to God's creative heart. God has not stopped calling us and equipping us to do His work in the world. God actively invites you to participate in the creation of new ministries and the strengthening of existing ones. You have skills and experience that prepared you to teach or build, to mentor or coach, to knit prayer shawls or make greeting cards. God is calling you to get involved in the life of the church and make a difference in the world around you. So our questions for today: what are your skills and strengths? Be honest with yourself, and don't downplay your experience or giftedness. And how could you use those to glorify God? Let's pray together. Loving God, we are so thankful that you have called us to the work of your church, that you have not excluded us or left us out in the cold, but rather invited us in and given us the ability to be a part of your team, to be a part of building that kingdom, making disciples, and joining in your work. God, thank you for the way that you've gifted each one of us uniquely, that you've put inside of all of us some gift, some skill that we can use to do your work in this world. So God, help us to understand the times and places in which you are calling us to use those gifts, and how that we can lend our experience, our skill, our gifts to your church. God, we're thankful for all that you do for us. And it's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.